Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Ah, okay na. Nagka-countdown na ba yan?
Oo nga. Sandali ah.
Nawawala ako ng no? Telepono ko.
Ah,
live na!
Live na pala.
Okay.
Alright, we're live on I don't know what episode. Oops.
Di namin alam, may technical difficulties kami rito sa studio.
Nako, ever since nawala yung producer natin, medyo...
Kaya may internet na ba tayo? Baka LTE pa to ah.
Alright, yun. Bianca, we miss you. Nasa nag-comment si Bianca.
Talaga, we miss being on time. Wag na sasakta naman si Zeke.
All right, on this episode of Tunay na Rider, we're going to be talking about Buck's broken heart.
Broken heart ba?
Broken heart ba? Yan, yan ang tanong.
Hindi, kaya kita nyo naman, relax na relax yung upo ko. Kasi ganito yung position kapag nira-ride mo to.
Yun. And me getting my dream bike. The Honda Helix yung topic natin for tonight.
May picture ba tayo na ano?
May shinera kong picture sa prod, pero okay lang. Baka wala. Alright, so yeah, please share the stream. Support Tunay na Rider. We'd really appreciate it. Hey, Joseph Santos, what's up?
May stars yan, di ba? Padalan mo kami ng stars.
Oh, padalan mo kami ng stars. Share.
Parang tinanggal na nga yata ng Facebook ang stars.
Hindi, meron pa rin. Oo.
Dami ko nakikita nagpo-post. Ano eh? Balik daw yung stars.
Kailangan natin ng stars. Star that shit.
Oo. O kaya pera. Padalan nyo kami pera.
Gcash na lang.
Gcash.
So yeah, we're gonna be talking about Bucks.
Helix.
Buck's X Helix and my current Helix. And I think that it is worth an episode to talk about this iconic bike. Where is Mackie? Si Mackie, bumiyahin na naman. He is somewhere in
Singapore.
Mackie, pasalubong ha.
Alam mo, bibili daw siya ng ano yun, biryani chicken.
Grabe, jet setter si Mackie. Alam mo, sulit sa kanya bumiyahe.
Bakit?
yung economy class, parang first class sa kanya eh.
Ah, akala ko yung pamasahin niya pang 4 feet and below.
All right. So, okay. Honda Helix. Oh, wait, pero before we go into the Honda Helix, baksan ka galing? Ba't parang wasak na wasak ka?
Galing ako sa general na car. Usually, ito yung mga tinitrail ng mga
off-roader. Mga hardcore.
Tipong mag-overnight ka doon bago ka umuwi. Ginawa namin yung kasama ko si Mark. Balikan.
Balikan general
kaya
na car.
Pagod na pagod kami.
Oh, sabi ni Mark Sung, general problem.
Oh, bibili daw si iba, Mark. Nang ano?
Oh, balita ko, beachfront. May beachfront property doon. In, that's the Quezon part na.
Quezon part.
And then yung beach is facing what?
Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean.
Pwede ka sumigaw, marinig ni Moana.
All right. Now, back to something that's more my pace. Again, the first time I saw the Honda Helix was probably in the late 90s, noon unang biyahe ko sa Japan. And I said, grabe, parang Akira bike siya. Wait, hold on. Zeke, do you have access sa... iniwan na tayo ni Zeke.
Actually, parang sarado na yung pinto ng studio.
Oo nga eh. Alright, now, and when Zeke comes back, we'll show some pictures. But in the late 90s, I thought it was the most futuristic bike around. Now, I thought na parang, sabi ni Toto, parang kilala ko yan, Helix na yan ah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not into buying and selling bikes, right? I keep them until wala na akong space. So, raffle time daw, sabi ni Gina. No raffle today. Masyadong low bat kami. Si Buck wasak na wasak. So, we're just gonna talk about it. So, Buck, ano yung Honda Helix?
Okay. Hindi ko rin alam yan eh. Nakita ko to first sa Japan din.
Ah, sa Japan rin?
Oo. Oh, nakikita ko yung mga minsan may magpapark sa harap namin. Ano to? Parang limousine na, no? Limousine na scooter na ewan. Hindi ko alam na Honda Helix ang pangalan.
Okay. Ako rin, noong the first time ko nakita, parang Akira bike. Parang ito yung motor ng future. Para siyang jet ski na may dalawang gulong.
Tapos meron pa yan, mga iba-ibang kulay, kinu-custom nila. Tapos mga parang nagmumuka ng saraw, nagmumuka ng mga Hello Kitty. Tapos, recently, yung mga 5 years ago dito sa atin, alam mo yung ano, yung Moto Heritage ni Jay na event, may sinali doon na bike.
Okay.
Nakita ko yun. Nung nakita ko yun, sabi ko, ito yung gusto ko. Ano ba pangalan nito? So, syempre, andyan na yung mga expert. Honda Helix ang tawag dyan.
Okay. Si Henorio, isang expert rin yan. Sabi niya, yan ba ang pinanggagalingan ng Shell Helix?
So, ayun. Sabi ko, magkano yan? Nako, mahal naman. Syempre, pag nag... in-exhibit yan sa show ni Jay, may bibili niyan. So, ako hindi ako pumupunta sa mga ganong exhibit eh. Wala akong pambili.
Actually, again, remember when we had Jay on the show, the only reason he sets up these Moto Heritage Ride PH events is para hindi na siya mahirapan mag-shopping ng motor. Lahat ng mga gusto niyang bilhin.
Mamimili na lang siya.
Yeah. So, ayun, sabi ni Vince, ilan cc?
Ano yan? 250
cc.
Ang engine code niyan is CN250.
Yan.
Yo.
Okay, so it is, and Zeke, if we could show some of the pictures that I sent in the messenger group that we used for the art.
Ayun, meron na tayong monitor. Ang galing. Yep.
So, okay, so when Buck and I fell in love with this bike in different times, when he... lived in Japan and he would see it all the time. Ako, it is the most unique bike. It's one of the most unique bikes I've ever seen. And so you saw it. This is the bike you saw sa Ride PH?
Yes. Okay. Yung mismong bike na yun.
Ah, okay.
Walang bumili.
Okay.
Given the fact na under 100,000 lang siya, para sa akin, mahal na yun eh. Pero yung mga pumupunta dun sa Moto Heritage, marami pang bili yun eh.
Oo. Oh.
So baka lang pangit taste nila, ganun?
I think so. No, and I think na, yung uso kasi are the ones that really look like retro bikes, di ba? Yung mga BMW, yung...
Vespa.
Oo. This one is a retro bike that looks like it came from the future.
Or futuristic bike na came from parang, the past.
No, parang Knight Rider era. Knight Rider era.
Ang labo.
Okay, so sabi ni Coach Toto, parang kilala niya daw yung bike na yan.
Pwede. Kasi ano to, ang may-ari, mga barkada niya sa ano, Club PK.
Ano yan? Hindi yung TNT. Takas Boys. Takas Boys. Yun. So, actually, the beauty of this bike is alam namin kung kanino galing. Malaking bagay yun, ha?
Oo.
Whenever I buy a bike, it's not... I don't look at Facebook Marketplace. I don't look at, ano... it's just if a friend wants to let go of a bike that I want, doon ako kakagate. So, what made you want to get it, Buck?
Number one, looks.
Looks talaga.
Hindi ko nga alam na 250cc yun eh. Kala ko mga parang...
400.
125.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah, 125, 150. Sabi ko, wala naman ako pakialam sa bilis eh.
And that bike, you don't care about speed?
Oo. Porma muna.
What's up, Naj? Naj, share mo naman sa mga waswas mong fans, oh.
Oo. Ah, invite kayo natin si Naj at saka si ano, nagra-ride yun, di ba, si Mekos Mekos?
Uy, Naj, kayo ni Mekos Mekos.
Alam ko, magbarkada yung dalawang yan, eh.
Punta kayo dito. Guest namin kayo. Alright, so back to the Helix. Okay. It was released in Japan. It is a unique, iconic bike. So you bought it. You bought it from our friend Richard Lee from Takas Boys. And Richard Lee was the first owner? Was he the first owner?
As far as I know.
Tama ba? Si Richard yung first owner?
At saka alam ko si Richard din yung nagbenta sa kanilang lahat eh.
Ah, talaga? Oh, so si Toto parang, nakaroon ba ng...
Si Toto meron, si Jason meron.
Si Jason Maligaya.
Meron, kulay yellow.
Yun, and yun ang point ni, ano, ni Henorio na parang balita niya daw kumakain daw ng sport bike yung Helix, yung 250 na Helix na yan.
Si ano yun? Maligaya na siguro yun.
Si Jason yun. Correct. Call back. Throwback. Okay.
So, yun. Ito nangyari kaya ako nabili yun. Nagbenta ako ng dalawang Honda Cub.
Oh, kwento mo kung gaano mo pinatungan yung Honda Cub. Yun ang uso. Yung ganun look eh.
Oo, nung time na yun, uso yung Honda Cub.
Kasi naalala ko si Nolly, binigyan lang ako ng Honda Cub eh. Ibang, ngayon ang mamahal ng Honda Cub.
So, dalawang Honda Cub, dalawang Dio, ano pa yung isa? Top Boy 100.
Okay.
So, bali mang scooter yon na nakakalat lang dun sa garahe.
Ah.
Ang nasa isip ko kasi, isang scooter na lang. Yung Helix na.
And yung Honda Cub mo, yun ang pang-araw-araw mo noon.
Oo. Yun yung pang-parts run ko kasi maski nasa checkpoint ka, mapalisin ka na ng polis.
Oo, kasi maaawa sa'yo yun eh.
Nagtataka pa nga sila, umander pa pala to.
Wala tayong makukuha sa ito. yung Honda Cub ni Buck, wini-wheelie pa niya. At saka puro kalawang. Uy, Mr. Ambush, formerly Boy Ambush. Share mo naman para magkaroon tayo ng ano. Okay lang. Share mo naman para magkaroon tayo ng mga viewers.
Good evening, Mr. Ambush.
Yun. Okay, so then, pero when you got it from Richard Lee, sobrang good deal, di ba?
Oo. Actually, iniyakan niya ni Richard.
Talaga?
Umiyak yan si Richard. Hindi mo ba napansin nung tinawagan mo rin?
Sandali. Okay. So, you got it from Richard. Umiyak siya.
Ang sabi niya, alagaan ko lang.
Binenta mo. No, okay. So, what did it come with?
Yung bike lang mismo. Pero, alam kong marami pa siyang Helix dun sa warehouse niya.
Sa bodega niya. Maraming collection si Richard eh.
Then, later on, inoffer niyang hanapan ko daw ng buyer yung mga Helix.
Ah, okay. Yung mga iba running rin?
May isang running, may isang four farts, isang katutak ng kahon ng spare parts.
Wow. Jackpot. Oh, welcome to the show, Buhay Rider PH. Uy, kailan tayo mag-Negros?
Ganda pala nung webcam natin.
Oo. Uy, also, I just want to do a shout out to Ride Manila, my new favorite daily helmet. And of course, the Cardo Edge.
Uy, ginamit ko kanina first time yun.
Panalo ba?
Panalo. Iba, ang layo.
In-update mo?
Oo.
Walang issue?
Wala.
May kontrata tayo, ha?
Yung JBL speakers na 41mm, grabe. Akala mo nasa amphitheater ka?
Okay, pakita na natin yung pictures para walang ano. For the people in the podcast, who are listening to the podcast, just Google it. It's a beautiful bike. Yun, no? Yung OBB picture. Yun pala yung ginagamit mo sa OBB. Yun ang Honda Helix. Okay, next shot. Boom! It's like Knight Rider era. Diba? Yung parang ano, in the 80s, what they thought the future would look like. Guwapo ni Buck dyan,
ano
no?
Siya, parang Box type na Corolla.
Actually, next. Ayan na yun. That's what it looks like now. Okay. Sige. Oh, kwento. Tuloy mo yung kwento.
So, nasa na tayo? Nabili na natin.
Oo.
Meron ng... Oh, ayan si ano, si Jojo. Mahal na mahal daw ni Richard yan.
Si Jojo... Kung hindi kakayanin ni Buck ayusin yung bike, si Jojo yung rest back ko. No, I wouldn't have gotten it, honestly, if it wasn't Buck who sold it to me. And hindi galing kay Richard and hindi dahil kay Jojo. Malaking bagay yun.
Oo, support system.
Oo.
Speaking of support system, yan dapat ang hinahanap sa isang brand. Diba? Dapat pag bumili ka ng bike, brand new man yan or second hand.
Nako, mawawalan tayo ng sponsor.
De, dapat talaga may support system dun sa dealership na yon.
Agree.
Diba?
Anong punto mo?
Kaya next
medyo
week.
Medyo kinakabahan na ako.
Next week, manood sila ng ano, ng horror episode natin.
Brand new bike horror stories. Hindi tayo magbabanggit ng brand.
Pero
magkikwento kami.
Mali. Hindi tayo magkikwento. Magkikwento yung guest.
Magkikwento yung mga ano. So kung may mga kwento kayo, na mga brand new bike horror stories, we will obfuscate the brand of the bike. Pero share nyo and how you, ano, yung moral is how you overcame.
Yeah.
Sana you did, no? Uy, Boss Nico, good evening. Share mo naman yung ano, para mga, may mga tropa kami na polis.
Punta tayo sa kanila, oh. San, ano, Siargao ba yun yung bagong destino ni Nico?
Ah, Siargao ba?
Oo, oh, dun kay ano, kay Supremo.
Ah, talaga?
Supremo Lawin.
Pag electrical yan, alam na. Uy, mukhang Vince, pwede ka rin mag-guest dito or pwede mo ikwento sa amin para i-share namin yung mga brand new bike horror stories mo.
Yung mga masusungit na, ano, na support system, ganun.
Oo, oo. Yung mga hindi ka pinapansin, yung mga nakailan sole. Anyway, medyo nasa-stress na ako. balik tayo sa kwento. Alright, tuloy mo, Pak.
Asan na ba tayo dun?
Maraming mga spare parts. Uy, good evening. Shout out, Golden Couple Riders of Negros, Oriental Moto Riders.
Good evening, Negros Oriental.
Uy, bisitahin natin si Nico sa Butuan.
Tara.
Yun, hindi daw siya artista, sabi ni Vince Tagle. Di ba? May mga palakasan sa mga brands.
Okay lang yun.
Ako, always good service with me. Wala akong horror stories. Okay, back to the story.
Game. So, ibig sabihin, meron tayong ano, at saka ano na, marami nang nasosource ngayon ng pyesa all over the world. Tsaka, we bike.
Yeah, no, because this bike narito was, I think, 2 decades in production.
Na walang binago.
Walang binago. Same bike for 2 decades.
2007 ba sila huling ano?
Parang 2006. Parang 1986
to 2006.
And then the bike that you had, first gen yon, 1987. Yon.
Andun pa yung badge mismo. So, since hindi nagbago yung pyesa, madaling kuha na ng pyesa. Wala ka lang talaga mabibiling helix.
Yun. Okay. So, that was how long ago?
5 years ago ba? Parang ganun.
5 years ago. So, you've had that for 5 years. Pre-pandemic pa. Okay. So, and you're using it daily. This bike has a freaking trunk.
Nakasya siguro mga 70 liters.
There's a 70-liter trunk.
Trunk, uy, ha? Hindi underseat.
Moto Doggo, I remember what you promised me, ha? Kung natuloy yan, kung nagka-girlfriend na si Moto Doggo, ha? Si Maki nasa Singapore. And dapat maganda yung pasalubong niya sa amin kasi 2 episodes na yung na-miss niya.
De, sinadya yun. Ayaw niya lang talaga tayo makita.
Oo nga. Mahirap talaga pag ano, influencer.
Si Norio nagtatanong bakit does it down na pace out. Hindi rin namin alam. Siguro sa sobrang ganda niya, hindi na sila kumikita sa motor na yun.
It's iconic talaga. I mean, it has a cult para siyang modern na Honda Cub in the way it's a cult it has a cult following.
Meron, ang dami. Oh, pupunta ka ng Japan, di ba?
Yep.
Oh, baka may mga makasabay kayo doon ng mga Helix Gang.
For sure. Actually, US market, Europe then, and then no.
Alam ko US market is Spacio, ang tawag nila. Parang okay. Honda Spacio. JDM yun sa atin.
JDM.
Max. Anong top speed ng Helix?
Grabe. Anong top speed mo doon?
Parang 80 yata na MPH. MPH ang
nakalagay. Oo, MPH yung nakalagay.
80. 85, parang ganun.
So when you got it from Richard, ang daming parts na kasama.
Yes.
Okay, so you used it for 5 years. And then for a while, hindi mo ginagamit. Nakatambak lang.
Oo. So, nung ginamit ulit, syempre yung mga rubber, ano siya eh? CVT.
Mm.
So yung mga rubber, yung mga clutch, di nag-deteriorate na rin.
Ngayon, this is the part where we share your GCash kasi si Bak nanghihirap ngayon. So, binenta niya yung favorite bike niya. Ito yung dream bike niya. And if you wanna help Bak pago.
Tapos may ano? Ano yun? 2003, Bak pago.
2000. Sana, Mark, may tanong si Mark. Sir, pwede ba sa expressway?
Hindi.
Hindi.
Kung ikakwento ko, hindi naman na siguro, hindi naman retroactive ang krimen sa violation sa expressway, no?
Sabi ni Jojo, 10 box ng extra parts. Yung kasama ng Helix. Na, at saka pwede ka pa magbuo ng isa pang Helix.
Actually, Vince, nung hindi pa uso yung RFID, ginagamit ko yun sa Skyway, yung bagong bukas yung Skyway.
Alright, so, okay, so 5 years, why did you sell it?
Number one, meron na akong ano, ang...
Bagong dream bike.
Bagong dream bike ba tawag doon?
Oo, kasi, alam mo, yung number one budol sa ride... sa out of
napabarkada sa atin. Oo, so,
nga eh, grabe.
Malas natin, no?
Malas
natin.
Sobra, yung nagbudol rin siya sa akin eh, yung bike ni Vince. Dahil sa kanya, siya yung nag-facilitate.
Ngayon, nambubudol ng lupa.
Uy, Vince, magiging kapitbahay daw tayo. Alright, so, binudol sa'yo. A deal you couldn't refuse. We won't go into the details of the deal, right?
Siyempre.
But, there was another bike na matching na tayo.
At masaserve niya yung purpose kung ano yung ginagawa ko ngayon sa pagmumotor.
Oh.
Which is off-roading.
Which is like what you did in general na car, right?
Yes.
Yung ganon. So you're getting a sub-liter. Well, sabihin na natin what that dream bike is.
790.
Ayan. So you're getting a 790 Adventure.
So pwede na tayong magbuo ng 790 Adventure Club. Tapos
yun, dalawa lang tayo.
Dalawa lang tayo.
Oh,
presidente ka, tapos vice
chairman.
President ako.
Ikaw yung chairman. So you're getting space, cost, all of these things.
Yung Helix na yun, ang laki ng kinakain ng parking nun sa akin, ha?
Ang laki na!
Ang haba! Mas madali pang ipark yung 790.
Actually, mas payat siya eh. So, but okay. Now, why did I want the Helix? People who've watched the show know that I have an XADV 750. I have a 790 Adventure. And I have an electric scooter. And those are what I use regularly. Yeah, I use the electric scooter more than anything else. But yung wife ko, hindi ko mabitawan yung XADV. Kasi it's the only bike that my wife likes riding. No, magba-back ride siya. So matagal ako naghahanap ng scooter na pang city na magaan na comfortable si Mrs. And we use the bike to go to the grocery, 'di ba? So dapat may storage, dapat may ano. And I've always wanted a Honda Helix. That is like one of my bucket list bikes. Ever since I went there in the 90s to Japan and I saw it for the first time, it was like, I want this bike. And noon, sinabi ni Buck, uy, iba, baka interesado ka. Nag-oo ako. 2 months bago dumating yung bike sa bahay. Game na game. Hindi na ako nagtanong ng presyo, hindi na ako nagtanong ng na kondisyon. Basta, alam ko, hindi ako makakuha ng Helix. Plus, we've got Buck supporting me. We've got
Jojo, syempre,
supporting me.
Ang tagagawa ng bike ng lahat.
And, and I find out later, it comes from our good friend, Richard Lee. And when Buck brought it to the house...
Hindi mo alam na kay Richard yun.
Hindi ko alam, galing kay Richard yun.
Nung sinabi ko lang sa yung nasa garahe tayo.
When Buck brought it over... I called Richard and via video call.
Oh, yun. Tinawagan natin.
And then pinakita ko kay Richard, umiyak na naman siya. Na parang nasa tuwa na nakikita niya yung motor ulit. And then
at buo pa rin. Siyempre,
na buo pa rin. Na running. And then that...
One click, dinemo pa pa, di ba?
Oh. And then pinakita... we showed it to Richard. He was so, parang sad, happy, happy sad. Parang ganun yung iyak niya.
Tears of joy.
Na parang nakita niya yung long lost son niya. And then happy rin siya na uy, mabait yung girlfriend ng or asawa, 'di ba? Parang ganun yung ano, yung feeling eh. And sobrang natuwa ako na galing kay Richard, and then so yun. So Grace and I now have a bike that is perfect for our needs. It is a bike that she can ride comfortably in the city. For me, it is sobrang yabang. Like, I mean, mayabang, lahat ng rider mayabang. Pero it's like nerd yabang. Alam mo yun, yung parang, parang hindi yabang na nakapanigali ako. Pero it's like yabang na, like, you can't buy this bike. And look at it. One, you look at it, it's ano. At tanong ni Edwin Saucy, ano yung electric scooter ko? Siyempre, it's a Horwin EK3, available at Watt Mobility in
Brixton,
Pasig. Pasig. Motodogo, gusto mo ng XADV? Game. So,
ano, address, padala na natin.
No, padala na natin. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely gonna sell my XADV. But, okay, like every bike na of this age, this is 1987. Ilan taon na yun?
24. Marami na.
Was it
39? 38. Wait, ano ba ngayon? Anong year ngayon?
2023. Okay, mahina kami sa math. Can somebody do the math?
23.
So it's like 37 years old?
41? Putara mga mathematicians to.
Basta. Wait,
ako mathematician ako pero hindi ako magaling.
1987. If it's 20, this is painful. This is so embarrassing.
Teka. Bilangin nila 87, 88, 89,
wait, you're 90. Gonna count the 30. Was he kilan? 19, if it was in 1987.
38.
Hindi. What?
Mali.
1987 made. It's 2023 now. How many years old is it, Zeke?
Ting, 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 ting.
36. Walang tama.
Walang
tama. Zeke, may tunay na rider underwear ka. Oh yeah, Chenorio. Si Chenorio mali rin. 36
ng sinigaw natin.
It's a 36-year-old bike, man. That's crazy. So,
tanda na natin, tangina.
Pagod lang. And so it's a 36-year-old bike and it's beautiful and it can
timeless.
But of course there are issues, right? So I took it with Grace and we went around BGC and I was like, naka full throttle ako. Parang
hindi gumagalo.
Parang bagal ko sa EDSA, namamatay-matay. And then sobrang init, parang umuusok. Na pagdating namin sa parking, pinababa ko si Grace at tinulak ko pataas ng parking sa landmark. So what are the, and now it's being fixed. Yes. What are the issues?
Number one, CVT belt.
So what should people look at when they're looking at bikes? If they're going to get like a bike like this, ano yung mga issues that they should keep in mind?
Well, number one, especially sa mga CVT bikes, scooters na automatic, yung belt kasi, since rubber siya.
Consumable yun.
Number one, consumable yun. Tapos, tumitigas siya pag hindi mo ginamit. So, kung araw-araw mo siyang ginamit, okay lang. Maganda pa rin condition nun. Pero, may ano pa rin eh. Magdi-deteriorate pa rin talaga.
Okay, so CVT. CVT belt. What else did you have? Are you fixing?
And then, clutch. So, clutch, again,
consumable.
Tumitigas din yung clutch ng CVT. So, hindi na siya kumakapit masyado.
And expected mo na masisira yon.
At that age, oh, naman.
O, di ba't hindi mo inayos bago mo hintitit sa bahay ko?
Mali mo, gumana pa.
And this is why you buy from somebody that you trust, right?
Kasi like, kung hindi ako kilala ni Ivo, wala na. Touch move na.
I mean, it was running, you know. I mean, I was using it around the barangay. And then nun, linabas ko sa EDSA, dun nagka-watak-watak. Pero nakauwi naman kami. So, all good. No. And then, that's part of it. But really, it's really important to buy it from a bike like this from someone you trust. But also, you need to have, if you're not, have it checked and be ready to spend a bit, right?
Lalo second hand.
So may magandang tanong si Henorio. Bakit matibay ang gawang Japan? Like yung Honda Cub ko, grabe, I don't have to do anything with it. I just need, every time I need to use it, I just need to check the air. And then I kick it. Kahit patay yung battery, it's gonna run. No? As opposed to, let's say, my BMW, which...
Pag mababa na yung battery power...
I mean, there's so many things that you need to get done you need to have checked on the BMW or other bikes, no? What is it about Japanese bikes?
Ako siguro, ano, nung mga nandun pa yung mga factory sa Japan, alam mo naman mga Hapon eh, walang daya sa trabaho. Quality kung quality.
Over-engineered.
Yes. So parang kung hindi talaga pasado sa quality, wag mo ang ibenta.
So, do you think it carries over to the new Japanese bikes? Ganun rin?
Hindi.
Or is it sobrang high-tech na? I guess my question is, if I kept the XADV for 30 years, would I be able to use it like I am using the Honda Cub? And hopefully, magagawa yun baka, kailan matatapos yun? Jojo, kung hindi magawa ni baka, punta ka sa bahay, please. No, I mean, I can imagine I can be using the Honda Helix and the Honda Cub for the next 30 years, right?
Gumaganda na rin ang ano eh, gumaganda na rin ang quality ng mga spare parts eh. So, habang nagmo-modernize, yung rubber na rin na ginagamit nila, gumaganda na rin, updated na rin. Yung clutch na material na ginagamit nila, modern na rin. So, oo.
Kasi the way I see new bikes is that they're built for performance. Right?
Ito it's yung like, mga performance-oriented bike.
Most new bikes, I think. Well, you're right, yeah. It's... Actually, no. Apples to apples. If I'm gonna compare a Mio or an N-Max to the Honda Cub, would a Mio or an N-Max or your Piaggio Zip, right, would that last 30 years?
Sa tingin ko, ano, ang number one kasing ano dyan, number one na factor kung bakit tumatagal ang motor is yung maintenance eh. Marami sa 10 mga motorcycle owners. May mga kilala ako ah.
Ako?
Hindi talaga nagme-maintain.
Ah, okay. Yan. Si Bucky yung nagme-maintain for me. And Jojo.
So, inaantay nilang masira bago may gawin. Na dumami na yung problema bago pa na-address.
Ako medyo paranoid ako. When it comes to... Well, though... If I'm going to go on a long ride, I'll have everything checked. And the reason my bikes are so dirty, I clean it myself. And that's when I see if there's something going wrong. And if there's something that's going wrong, then that's when I call Buck. Oi, Sir Cesar from Philippine Motorcycle Tourism and the Tourism Promotion Board. What's up? Kailan ang next ride natin?
Next. Parang every week may ride yung mga yan eh.
Mm-hmm.
Sama niyo yung ano, buong TNR.
Ay, hindi. Walang budget. Kami lang. Huwag ka na makinig sa K-Buck. Alright, no. So, I mean, that's a good point, Henorio, no? And honestly, I really think that a lot of the modern bikes are made to run incredibly well for 10 years. And they have built-in obsolescence, no? Because they figured out that there is a revenue model. Kikita sila with the return, I mean, recurring service, yung palit ng ganitong piyesa.
Oh.
And then after 10 years, they want to sell you a new bike.
Yes.
But hindi pa perfected yung business model na yan 30 years ago when the Honda Cub was made, right? Their mindset was like, we will sell you this bike and it has to last. or when the Helix was made, we will sell you this bike. And if you maintain it properly, they didn't think now, okay, we'll make this plastic bit last 10 years and you have to replace it. So I think that's why even if you buy a bike like this, even if you buy a bike like this now, as long as you have a source for the parts, and with the bike I bought from Buck, made 10 boxes of extra parts. And because this bike was in production for almost 20 years,
yes,
there's a lot of these bikes out there, like the Honda Cub. There will be third-party people making these parts.
Speaking of third-party people, alam mo bang sa Japan, maraming gumagawa ng mga independent third-party parts maker na gumagawa sila ng parts na performance-oriented. Hanapin mo doon sa WeBike, ang dami.
Hindi naman performance yung habol ko dito. Japormans yung habol ko dito.
Kaya galing Japan kasi Japormans.
O yun. May announcement si Sir Cesar. Meron tayo second Philippine Motorcycle Tourism Anniversary Celebration. And I cannot see it because it is blued, but you can read it underneath. So World Trade Center, Pasay. All moto vloggers are invited to Moto Vloggers Conference on November 18.
Uy, gala
and gala dinner.
Dinner
at the evening. How about podcasters?
O nga.
And guapo riders. Invited din kami.
Dinner yan. Tapos kailangan formal attires.
Oh, for sure. For sure nandun sila Raymond, sila Jancy. So, Buck, nagsisisi ka ba?
Hindi pa.
Ne, kasi nakita ko yung mukha mo nung hinatid mo yung bike.
Oh, talaga?
Parang konti na lang. Parang Richard Lee effect yung
May ganun ba? Dahil nakalbo ako.
No, I mean, because this is a bike that, I mean, you're getting a great bike that you can use regularly now, like your general na car rides, right? But yeah, with that in mind, it probably has a 10-year iiyak yan. Ayun, may formal invite. So, Sir Cesar, dapat yung mga pogi podcasters kasama rin.
Oh,
at saka vloggers.
Nakakahiya sa picture nyo pag may nakitang pangit.
Okay, so it's a different bike. It's a totally different bike. It's something that you can use now, but it's not going to be there for the next 30 years, I think. You think you could keep the KTM 790 Adventure running for the next 30 years?
Oh, hindi.
No, so you get, after 10 years, you're probably going to get another Adventure bike now. But in the meantime, I'll still be using the Honda Helix.
Yung Helix hindi siya bike eh. It's an Helix.
Knox. All right.
Ano to? Pinapataas natin presyo ng mga Helix.
All right. So if anybody wants to buy a Honda Helix,
times 3 na yung presyo.
Ito yung Honda Helix selling episode. No, seriously. I think this is I couldn't have asked for a better deal. All the spare parts. It is a bike I've always wanted.
May chismis si Bon Jojo, binangga daw ni Jolly. Huwag mo sabihin yan, magagalit yun si Jolly. Ayaw niyang nalalaman ng taong nababangga siya.
No, I mean,
di nga ata alam nanay niyang nabangga siya.
So, this is a bike that I've always wanted. It fits a clear purpose. There are a few things that I want to get done to it. I honestly want to install the
Uy! Oo, yung electronics.
Oh, yung Chigi. Oh. What is that called? The one with the TPMS.
Dash cam.
I want to install that.
CarPlay. Ano yan? Just iniwan ko na sila mahina bigayan. Ha?
Huh? Ha? Huh?
Ang labo nito.
Hindi ko kaya. Maki, okay ka lang?
Nagdadrugs ka ba?
No, I wanna make it my own. Like I wanna make it live up to its futuristic look, right?
Ah, umalis si Maki kasi hindi kumikita rito. Nagtatanong siguro si Josh kung bakit wala siya.
Okay, got it. Totoo naman. Nagbibintahan lang kami ng moto sa isa't isa. That's the whole point. And it serves a purpose. It is unique. You can't buy it. It's hard to find.
Ito parang Ferrari, no? Hindi ka bibentahan kung ayaw ka bentahan.
Oo. And honestly, I mean, did you sell it to anybody else? Were you talking to other people?
Wala.
Diba? It's one of those things that you're only gonna let go to somebody. Alam mo yun? Yung parang, sige pare, alagaan mo ha? Yung ganon. So, I'm happy. Are you happy, Buck?
Oo.
All right. And on that note,
we're all happy.
We're all happy. That's when the value goes up, even with
without, huh? Money you can
even
buy.
With money you can't buy.
With even with money you can. De, ano, gawin natin times for yung precious. Ibili natin ng mga lupa dun sa.
Oh, Mark. Game ako. Kami ni Buck mag-ano kami. We'll trade a Helix for a property next to Vince. Actually, December ulit, TNR Bigayan episode.
Oh, yun! Hanap tayo ng magandang cafe. Tapos party tayo doon. Mamimigay kami ng mga...
Oh, party tayo.
Oh, yung ano tawag sa mga ganon? Moto accessories ba tawag sa ganyan?
Hindi, gawin natin sa November 18. Doon sa ano. Sir Cesar, baka pwede mo kami bigyan ng pwesto. We'll also make it the 2-9 Rider Christmas Party.
Oh, yung kanto lang ng ano? Ng conference hall. Pwede yun.
Yung walang singil na sa venue. Okay, before this
maging dark jokes.
Magiging dark jokes na. Thank you, everyone. I can't wait to ride the bike. I can't wait for Buck to finish it.
Actually, dumating kanina yung mga clutch.
Oh, yun!
Nandun sa gwardiya kanina.
So, kailan?
Bukas, kabit na natin.
Okay. So, maybe tomorrow, over the weekend, boboto ako and gagamit ko yung Helix.
Bumoto ka ng tama, ah.
Pala akong kilala sa barangay, pare. All right. And on that note, Mackie, nandito ka next week, ha? And see you guys.
O yung ano, yung chicken biryani natin kay Mackie.
Oh, at saka ano, yung mga salted egg chips. Ano yung uso doon?
Yung mga ganun.
O, basta Mackie, ha? Pasalubong.
Tsaka Milo, sikatang Milo sa Singapore, eh.
See you next week. Bye.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.